Fabler Audio presents Fabler Files Original Audio Plays 50 Square Meters by Chiara Boscaro and Marco Di Stefano.
Day 1.
We can't go outside. We're in lockdown. Schools are closed, stores are closed, can't take a stroll in the park. Those who can are working remotely. We can't. Theatres are closed and the work is dried up. Until December, they say. We're allowed to buy groceries and cigarettes? Too bad neither of us smokes. The only one who's happy is the baby.
He can't believe he gets to spend 24 hours a day with mum and dad.
Day 2. Morale is high. I can sleep in late, play video games, write, read, and overlook personal hygiene. On the news, they say that divorces in China tripled during quarantine. Might need to rethink the personal hygiene policy.
Day 3. The neighbors have been blasting Aventura nonstop since this morning. Help us!
Day 4. Quiet morning. Chiara baked a cake. I made focaccia. The baby wanted to make gnocchi, but by then we were out of flour. At 6 p.m., we heard some voices outside the window and we looked out. A couple was waving at us from the opposite balcony, waving their arms and yelling. We waved back because we're polite.
Who the fuck are they?
No idea. Then we figured out they were doing a flash mob.
Day 5. First Zoom call. I carefully curate the background. I have a reputation to maintain. I set myself up in front of the bookshelf. I color coordinate the books. I include an award just casually in the background. I sit down, turn on my webcam, greet everyone, and realize I left our supply of toilet paper in plain sight.
Day 6. The baby got an email from the city. The city invites the baby to participate in their virtual instruction programs. The baby is 1 year old and goes to daycare, and the city invites him, via email, to participate in their virtual instruction programs. Their virtual instruction programs, really?
Day 7. When you're forced to cohabitate, some relationship issues come up, like buying groceries. I usually do it because Marco goes to the supermarket and spends 100 euros on snacks. Today, I let him go. After making him swear, hand on his heart, that he'd stick to the list, he left the house like some kind of movie hero. Credit card between his teeth, hand sanitizer in his pocket. He kissed me passionately, gave the baby a pat on the head and disappeared off into the distance. And came back with 100 euros worth of snacks.
Day 8. Today, our friend's grandmother passed away.
Day 9. Sometimes I feel dejected, and I don't think I can handle this. So I just put on my best smile, open the front door, step outside, and wipe it clean with bleach. Then I step back inside, shut the door behind me, and wipe the inside with bleach too.
Day 11. We hear a noise from the neighboring building. An elderly man is leaning out his window, mask and all. He's using a 6-foot stick to pass a bag of food to his neighbor, a young guy who's standing on the balcony. They're on the 5th floor, which makes the whole endeavor much more intriguing. Then their downstairs neighbor comes out and innocently asks, "What about me?" The young guy on the 5th floor assembles a little basket and passes it down to him. The three of them happily eat their snack. Apparently, whatever the old man prepared was delicious. They laugh away. The elderly man yells, "You like that, huh? We stay put and we eat, and Corona can fuck off." I knew it. That's why I drink Budweiser.
Day 12. Last night, I had a dream about the cherry blossoms in the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. When I woke up, I went out onto the balcony and I smiled at our basil plant.
Day 13. The neighbors have been blasting Aventura nonstop since this morning. Help us.
Day 14. Today, a lady who lived in my grandmother's building passed away. She had 4 children.
Day 15. Kiara didn't want me to go out and buy groceries. So we tackled the remains of a Christmas gift basket. We ate all the dates and the mushroom pate. It may be springtime outside, but we've been eyeing the last panettone for a half hour.
What do we do? Should we open it?
Might as well finish the gingerbread cookies, too.
I think there's a bottle of sweet wine.
After dinner, should we decorate the tree?
Day 18? A while back, we almost decided to move to a cabin surrounded by fields. And then we thought, nah, what do we need a garden for? We haven't left the house in nearly 20 days. It's 80 degrees outside and we're seriously considering having a picnic on the bathroom windowsill.
Day 25. The baby's hair is getting long. He looks like Fabio. His mom, a former lover of hairstyling YouTube tutorials, gets the scissors and cuts. 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 Now the baby is ready for Full Metal Jacket.
Day 32. The buzzer goes off. A chill goes through me. We tried to order groceries online. They were supposed to be delivered in 48 hours. It's been a month. Could it be the supermarket delivery? I press the button. A clear voice rings out. Would you like to talk about God?
Day 35. On Good Friday, you're supposed to plant potatoes, but not too deep because they have to hear the bells ringing. Happy Easter.
Day 39. Luis Sepulveda died today.
Day 40. I get a phone call. The government must give us answers. We're the least protected category. Let's organize a Zoom call on Wednesday morning and create a shared document to fill out. We can't on Wednesday. It's important. Sure, but the baby has his virtual instruction programs.
Day 41. Did you know they call it quarantine from the Italian quaranta, which means 40? It's supposed to last 40 days.
Day 44. Antonio Tarantino died today?
Day 45. There's a little girl in the building opposite ours. Every day, she draws a rainbow and hangs it in the window. At first, she was using normal colors. Then she used up all her bright markers and her rainbows took on the colors of the forest. Then the colors of mud. Then the colors of pollution. Today, she just breathed onto the glass and traced a rainbow with her finger. During lockdown, we can only buy essential items. Markers aren't considered essential.
Day 46. Today, I donated blood.
Day 47. You remember the neighbors that did the flash mob in the opposite building? We started spying on them with the binoculars.
Day 48. Today is Italy's Liberation Day.
Oh, bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao.
Day 49. If you really must, go outside. You must. Wear a mask. But it's impossible to find masks. Drugstores have been sold out for weeks. I sewed one by hand. It's very ugly.
I really like it. It reminds me of my punk phase.
Exactly.
Day 50.
The neighbors have been blasting Aventura nonstop since this morning.
Help us.
Day 51. Some of our friends are writing novels, watching 12-hour-long Polish films, doing yoga, studying ancient Aramaic, polishing floor tiles with their nail files, making gallons of homemade jam and pounds of artisanal tortellini. For us, brushing our teeth is an accomplishment.
Day 52. We're sliding down a slippery slope away from a guided reading of War and Peace and towards a marathon of Peppa Pig reruns.
Day 53. Sometimes you fight, so you slam the door and lock yourself in the bathroom like you did when you were 15.
Day 54. Every time I see someone on the street, I check to see if they're wearing a mask, gloves, and if they're carrying groceries or walking a dog. Maybe they're going to their essential jobs or to the doctor. Then I pause, think, and remember that I'm better than that.
Day 59. The baby is learning how to walk. But he only does it when we're spying on the flash mob neighbors with our binoculars.
Day 63. They say that things are getting better. That the numbers are going down. That soon we'll be able to go out and we'll go back to life as it was.
The trees are in bloom. Wild animals are roaming the city streets and the air has never been so clean. We don't know when this will end. We don't know if life as it was is desirable or if we'll need new models.
All we know is, whatever comes after, we'll face it together.
Oh, the baby says hello.
Thank you for listening to 50 Square Meters by Chiara Boscaro and Marco Di Stefano, a Fabler Files original audio play. Performed by Kat Murphy and Jake Robertson. Directed by Carlotta Brenton. With sound design by Mike Eckelberg. Produced by Fabler Audio. Visit our website at fablerAudio.com or follow us on social media at Fabler Audio for updates.